I'm Tom Cooney, and this is BusinessWise. Our guest today is Jason Franz. Jason is the founding executive director of the Manifest Art Gallery. Jason, why did you decide to found an art gallery?
I'm grateful to be here, by the way. Thanks for having me. First, I have to clarify, I always have to do this. Manifest is not just an art gallery. It's got four programs, and the art gallery component is just one quarter of it. People often think of us as just the gallery because that's the most visible program that we do. The question of why is going to require a long answer, so I'll cut it as short as possible. It came out of my teaching at Xavier University in about 2002, 2004. I was teaching heading painting and drawing there, and I was a new professor and really trying to engage the students in the Xavier vision of body, mind, and spirit, the Jesuit philosophy that the university is known for. And I was asking them, what do you do as an artist in society? What do you do to serve society as an artist? Of course, the answer usually is artists make art. They produce culture or they process culture. But in the context of being a professor or being a student at an institution like Xavier, you have to do a little bit more. And so they pondered it for a while. They did some reading. We did some seminar work. And they decided that the best thing to do is to start a gallery. And you have to get your art out into society, and you have to control or craft how it's received and how it's experienced. And so that was the germ of what caused us to eventually start what became a nonprofit. And I just kind of ended up being the default director because of my qualifications.
And where is the gallery physically located?
The gallery itself and our program, which is the artist residency, are both located on Woodburn Avenue in East Walnut Hills. We've been there for 14 years. And the drawing center and our photography dark room is located in Madisonville on Wetzel Avenue.
So both locations fairly close to the Xavier campus.
Yep, and we like to think we bracket Madison Road perfectly. Both facilities are on at W Street, heading south from Madison Road.
How is Manifest unique from other galleries?
The common misperception that many people have of what an art gallery is they assume it's a place where you buy art. It's an art store. And Manifest is more like a miniature art museum or a contemporary art center at the street level, designed to be museum quality, but accessible in a way that the larger institutions are not.
Well, that sounds like a great way to introduce the public to art that they might not otherwise have the opportunity to see. Mm-hmm. We've been talking to Jason Franz, who is the executive director of the Manifest Art Gallery. Jason, if people want more information about Manifest, what's your website and what's your location as well?
The gallery is located at 2727 Woodburn Avenue in East Walnut Hills, just south of DeSales Corner. Our website is www.manifestgallery.org. The Drawing Center, I want to remind everyone, is in Madisonville at 4905 Wetzel Avenue.
Thanks for listening to BusinessWise. I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with MCM, CPAs and Advisors, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is BusinessWise. Our guest today is Jason Franz. Jason is the founding executive director of the Manifest Art Gallery. And Jason, I know the Manifest Art Gallery is something you founded 14 years ago. How do you use Manifest to connect the public to the arts?
The first way we do it is we've split the programming that we do into two halves, process and product. The Drawing Center and the Artist Residency serve the process part, the making of art. The gallery and our publications serve the product part. And then we, through those four programs, provide what we strive to have be exceptional experiences on many different levels of quality artwork, whether that's making art in a class that we teach, or looking at art in a book that's been well curated, or walking into the gallery 5 days a week, you know, any time of day to have a great experience.
What is the Artist in Residence program?
It's in its seventh year, I believe, now. We just selected our 11th and our 12th residence. It's a program where people apply from around the country, artists, apply to be a part of for a whole year. And they get a free studio, and they get all sorts of support from us in terms of free access to our drawing center space and our programming there. They get to meet the public 18 times a year during our events around our exhibits. They get to help participate in selecting work for exhibits. And they generally use it as a stepping stone for their career. Often it's between undergraduate and graduate study. Sometimes it's after graduate school, but before becoming full-time professors someplace. We kind of think of it as a postgraduate or pre-graduate opportunity. But we've had most of our residents come from all around the country. They've moved here just to be with us in Cincinnati. The thing about it is they have to do that on their expense. We provide the space and the support, but they have to fund it themselves. So it's something that we actually need to have funded soon.
Sounds like a good idea. If there are artists out there listening that don't know about Manifest, what would you tell them?
First, I would like for them to realize that we are staffed by all artists. We were formed by students and professors who are artists, and we are currently run by a staff who are all artists. So everything we do is informed by having been or being artists. We make our programming with them in mind. So in many ways, we are by artists for artists, but it's not a program that is just serving artists. We're also serving society. So we kind of broker the relationship between people making art and people not making art.
For the people not making art, people like myself who have no talent in art, what do you do for us? Make us appreciate art and understand culture better?
We don't make you do anything. The first thing we do is tell you when you say you have no talent, we say you may be wrong. And then we say, to a degree, the requirement of talent is a myth, that it takes hard work and a good mind to learn how to make art. Talent helps, but it's not required. You'd be surprised what people can do if they're taught well. And that's why we have an educational branch to our programming, because we know that's true. We're also, not only are we artists, but most of us are professors or have been professors. And so we're bringing that to bear on our relationship with the non-artist, if you will. But we also provide an opportunity for people who don't make art to still have it in their lives, because we believe it's like a nutrient in society. You know, you wouldn't argue much that sunshine is good for you or clean water is good for you. Well, we believe that artwork is like good food. You need good art in your lives.
We've been talking to Jason Franz, who is the executive director of the Manifest Art Gallery. Jason, if people want more information about Manifest, what's your website and what's your location as well?
The gallery is located at 2727 Woodburn Avenue in East Walnut Hills, just south of DeSales Corner. Our website is www.manifestgallery.org. The Drawing Center, I want to remind everyone, is in Madisonville at 4905 Wetzel Avenue.
Thanks for listening to BusinessWise. I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with MCM, CPAs and Advisors, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is BusinessWise. Our guest today is Jason Franz. Jason is the founding executive director of the Manifest Art Gallery. And Jason, I know that you founded Manifest about 14 years ago, and you've done a great job of growing the art gallery, and it's not just an art gallery, it's many things. Where do you see Manifest going in the next 10 years?
I get this question a lot, I guess, and I have to say, one can measure your expected trajectory of a given time frame based on what you've done in that same amount of time in the past, and we haven't changed that much. We've solidified, we've grown our staff, which was always important. We've gradually or organically grown our programming, but it's always been very careful, very gradual, with a lot of thought and care put into it. So the truthful answer is two things, probably not changing a lot, but just getting more firm or more resilient. The other is hopefully still existing. It's not easy to be a nonprofit. It's not easy to be a business, I'm sure you know. 14 years is pretty amazing that we've made it this far. And we are hopeful that we can hold on, because our vision has been that Manifest would not be something that was just started as a test or an experiment and then shut down. We really believe it needs to exist as an institution, a small institution, not a big one, but a permanent institution. But we need a home. We need security in our facilities, and we need support.
If you had enough financial support, if money was no object, what else would you do at Manifest?
My answer to that is always, money is always an object. And so it's unrealistic to think, well, what would I do if I had all the money in the world? I guess we would establish a campus. If someone wrote us a blank check, we would have buildings that we owned instead of rented. And we would have our facilities in close proximity to each other so that the gallery could interact with the Drawing Center. We would probably grow our artist residency program to include more than just two, because we are limited in our space. We would take care of our staff better, because God knows they do a great work for very little. So those are the things I think about when you float that blank check.
Well, it sounds like you've had very steady progress. You've been good stewards of the assets that you're entrusted with, and that you're going to continue to grow, even though it may be at a normal pace and not an accelerated pace.
Right. Yeah, I think so. And I think that my thought is always that things that grow slowly and organically are stronger. They have more resilience. If they grow too fast, they might break. They might overcommit. And so we've always been very careful to not overcommit.
Now, I think it's the best way to maintain your staffing, too, without having excessive turnover.
It's true.
We've been talking to Jason Franz, who is the executive director of the Manifest Art Gallery. Jason, if people want more information about Manifest, what's your website and what's your location as well?
The gallery is located at 2727 Woodburn Avenue in East Walnut Hills, just south of DeSales Corner. Our website is www.manifestgallery.org. The Drawing Center, I want to remind everyone, is in Madisonville at 4905 Wetzel Avenue.
Thanks for listening to BusinessWise. I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with MCM, CPAs and Advisors, your business advocate. I'm Tom Cooney, and this is BusinessWise. Our guest today is Jason Franz. Jason is the founding executive director of Manifest Art Gallery. And Jason, I know Manifest Art Gallery is located in East Walnut Hills. And in a recent interview, you were cited as playing a role as an economic accelerant for the business district in East Walnut Hills, which seems to be growing and thriving. The idea of cultural capital was mentioned. Can you elaborate on this?
Sure. It was a surprise to have that stated about Manifest in an article that this program was covering. But it's something that we've always known with our guts, intuitively, that what we were creating is cultural capital. That's what artists do. And Manifest knew, starting the organization, when there was nothing much going on in East Walnut Hills, way before a lot of what's been built was there and before the businesses that are there were established, we were doing what we do. And we stuck our stake in the ground and we held firm, stubbornly like artists do, and knowing that it would cause beneficial ripples in the community. But that was never our job. Our job was to do our art thing very well, to make great exhibits, give people great art experiences. But we knew that had residual benefits. And it was just really a great relief to hear someone from the business world citing Manifest as having or being that cultural capital. I felt like at last, personally, I felt at last. After 14 years, you think we're solid, but we are struggling every day to figure out how we're going to continue existing. And that's the reality we're facing. So it almost felt like a little too late that someone's finally saying, look what you guys have done. And in terms of being an accelerant, I kind of laugh at that term. It's kind of a cool sounding term, but if 14 years is accelerating, I'm not sure we did a good job of that. You know, growth is better when it's slower and steady. And so I appreciate the recognition for all our artists' efforts and our founders' efforts.
When you talk about your artist efforts, you're actually staffed with professional artists, aren't you? You don't have people with business experience per se.
That's correct. Technically speaking, they are all trained artists and professors at one time or another or currently. But that said, all artists need to remember if they're serious about being artists, they're also business people. And so we bring common sense and our own experiences of the art world to bear on our roles at Manifest.
Well, and you have to, otherwise you wouldn't have lasted for 14 years, right?
That's true.
How important is it to you to rely on artists, not just from the Cincinnati region, but all over the country?
Mm-hmm. The first thing I can say about that is we were very honored and shocked when we first realized that we were reaching the world, not just the country, but the world. We've attracted artwork being submitted to our competitions from artists all around the world, from 90 different countries. And all 50 states. We've exhibited people from 50 states and all 40 countries. So that is meaningful to us, not only because there's a lot more artists out there, but it means that they believe in what we're doing enough to participate. And they're also vouching for the local artists because we are representative of the locals because we're all local and our institution is local. And so the fact that artists internationally believe in Manifest and are sort of underwriting it in a sense with their support means that they're underwriting Cincinnati Arts.
We've been talking to Jason Franz, who is the executive director of the Manifest Art Gallery. Jason, if people want more information about Manifest, what's your website and what's your location as well?
The gallery is located at 2727 Woodburn Avenue in East Walnut Hills, just south of DeSales Corner. Our website is www.manifestgallery.org. The Drawing Center, I want to remind everyone, is in Madisonville at 4905 Wetzel Avenue.
Thanks for listening to BusinessWise. I'm Tom Cooney. I'm with MCM, CPAs and Advisors, your business advocate.